Managing the challenges of I 4.0 or Industrial Revolution 4.0 is becoming a fast reality for many companies. I recently went to Singapore to attend their Industrial Transformation Asia Pacific 2018 conference. I spoke with Mr. Rajat, the President of Industry 4.0 Malaysia Association, to better understand what the companies in Malaysia are facing currently.
At this point, I feel the government needs to intervene when it comes to Industry 4.0 because purely because of the cost constraint that is involved for companies. For example, if MNCs are able to actually implement Industry 4.0 tools and applications, the SMEs, which actually constitute about 98% of the country's companies, would not be able to financially support that program. So thus, the government will need to support, but in line with the current government's initiative to actually stop all sort of subsidies, the companies will need to then be self-sufficient. I think this is where the government needs to give them incentives rather than subsidies in order to actually to promote Industry 4.0.
What are the potential incentives that you're looking at that the government can actually start?
Okay. One of the things that which I think the government should do is income tax incentives. For example, if a company is allowing for Industry 4.0 tools and applications to be implemented, they should be allowed to be given an income tax incentive for at least 5 years to 10 years during the duration of the implementation itself. Or also to educate or create a workforce that is Industry 4 ready, giving that kind of incentives to teach and create more vibrant workforce. Why I say that tax incentives would actually help is because you're looking at a financial constraint. At the end of the day, the reason why they implement Industry 4.0 tools and applications are purely for ROI purposes, return on investment. So for them, it has to be a workable solution. Like, you know, if I was to say that I'm implementing a cloud-based software in the company itself, it has its constraints. One is teaching the employees to use that application, and second is basically the cost of actually having that. So by giving an income tax incentive, it allows the company to have a better ROI within the first few years before they can actually to see the benefit of that implementation. While we acknowledge the fact that the Industry 4.0 is the way to move forward, we don't have homegrown talent or technology that actually supports the reduction of prices on when it comes to technologies. So we are actually dependent on importation of this technology and not, applications and all that stuff. So like, for example, some of the companies that I deal with are implementing big data or cloud-based system, which is actually charged in US dollars. So what we reckon is while we need a more ready market for Malaysia, the cost needs to reduce. It will take time. Eventually, when the cost reduces, then we can actually say that we don't need subsidies or incentives.
If you want to learn more about interviews like this, just head on to awanireview.com and search for Industry 4.0 there. This has been a presentation of Awani Review.